In this third and final hour, we of course shine a highlight on the Helderberg community and what I like to call community builders, because they are our non-profit organizations who help uplift and empower our most vulnerable community members. Joining me this morning from Masekule is Janine Andro, who is a project manager, most specifically working in the library, but we're going to talk a little bit more about that. Good morning, Janine.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for taking the time to come chat to us this morning on air and share a little bit more about what you do at Masekule, and I know you've been there for quite a while. So, to start out, how did you get involved with this organization?
I was raising my young children and met Leanne Keith, the founder of Masekule, next to the swimming pool at Beaumont.
Awesome.
And we started chatting and I was interested in volunteering. So I became involved as a volunteer and very quickly got roped in at doing more training. And yeah, I've been there for almost 16 years and a very happy place to work and to serve the community.
That's amazing. And I'm sure over 16 years, you've done very many different things in the realm of what we're now calling early learning development. Can you break that down for us a little bit and kind of paint the picture of what it is we're talking about when we say early learning development?
Yeah, there's a lot of big words connected to preschool children, and I think it could be confusing. So basically, everything we do is serving the vulnerable communities in and around the Helderberg, that everybody that has to do with preschool children. So that's your 0 to 6 year old children.
Okay.
And specifically the adults that work with them. So it's your preschool teachers and assistants. And we have 6 pillars of service that we provide. And they are training of the ECD staff or the preschool staff. We provide mentorship, which we support the teachers and make sure that the training they receive, that they actually can implement it in their specific where they are, because there are challenges. Then also early intervention is really important. We all know young children have different levels of development and they can fall behind, and sometimes just a little bit of intervention can help them to overcome that challenge.
Yeah.
So that's one of the pillars we provide. The ECD resources, which is what we're going to talk about today, the resource library, it's something we provide for preschools in our community preschools. And then we also provide nutrition support, and we have a free online app with our learning program.
Yes, Mascot. We're going to still touch on that deeper because I think that's an amazing resource. But today we're focusing in on the resource library itself, which is your domain at the moment. So why don't you tell us a little bit more about what that is and what it's all about?
So a need we saw in the community centers for preschool children was that there was a lack of resources.
Right.
We know children like to, they learn through play.
Mm-hmm.
And if they're just playing with the same few items every day, it doesn't stimulate them after a while.
Yeah.
So we saw this lack. And in the community centers, there are a lack of resources to provide a variety, but also a lack of storage. We don't always think of how much space is needed to store.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
To store all the toys and puzzles and posters and games and everything preschool children need. So 10 years ago, we started this resource library. So yes, we do have books, but we have everything else that you will remember is in a preschool when you were there.
Okay.
So from the theme booklets that Masekule develops and the posters that go with it, and then theme table items so that the teacher can make the theme come alive for the children. Also educational toys and games, puzzles, theme-related books, dress-up clothes, gross motor, which is your big movement outdoor play items.
Okay.
And basically any request we get from a school, we will look into it and see, can we meet that need?
That's amazing. I was going to ask, you know, when we think of a library, we think of maybe quiet inside the classroom kind of things, but you've got those big sort of gross motor outside, throw a ball, you know, crossing the midline. That's a key word I've learned recently, like all of those kinds of exercises as well.
Yes, we actually got a big project rolling out in May where we got some fantastic funding from Rotary, and we have installed 14 jungle gyms at school, and we're doing a gross motor training. They're getting a kit with everything they need, and our occupational therapists will be training the teachers on how to use it, that it's not... It looks like play, but it's always learning. And it's a very, very important part of a preschool child's development is that the gross motor, the big play with their bodies, so that they can get strong to do the school learning later.
Yeah, I think it's, you have to shift your mindset a little bit when you think about early learning development being sort of more holistic. It's not just what they're learning in this classroom to read and write and speak clearly. It's about like hanging on the monkey bars is a really fundamental skill that you actually have to learn. So I find it fascinating every time Masekule comes into studio because I learn a little bit more about the things you didn't realize were actually teaching you some skills in kindergarten and how you facilitate that for kids today and how important that is. Which brings me to probably the most important question this morning, Janine. I'm sure keeping your library stocked is quite a challenge because while kids play, they also break things. So I'm sure you're constantly needing to make sure you maintain and revolve some of the assets that you keep in the library. So how can we as a community help you? What do you need? What can we donate or jump in to kind of help you provide for the kids that you're caring for?
So our how the items go out to the schools is they get packed into these PEP bags that we all know so well. So every theme is packed into a PEP bag. Those go out to the schools, and when they come back, we have a group of volunteers that help us to check the bags, unpack the items, clean them, fix them, and replace whatever needs to be replaced. And we replace remarkably little things.
Amazing.
We actually get the bags back so good. So we have limited spots for volunteers.
Okay.
We meet on a Tuesday for about 2 to 3 hours at our offices in Somerset West. So that's a way people can get involved.
Yeah, awesome.
And then books for the schools is always a need. So pre-loved books that are in a condition like you would give to your own child.
Yeah.
They can, we always have a need to fill up the book nooks at the schools which stay there, that the children can work with books and handle books and learn to respect books and develop a love for books.
Yeah.
So if there are books that people are willing to donate, preschool books, please. We don't want encyclopedias. anything suitable for 0 to 6 years old, it would be fantastic if they could drop it off at our offices. It's in the middle of Somerset West, at the Masekule offices, which you can find the address on our website.
Right. So to go check out that website, do you have the website for us?
Yes, it's www.masekule, that is masekhule.org.
Masekule.org online for not only where their offices are, if you want to go donate some books or maybe some early learning development toys that maybe been in your storeroom for a while, they'll go a long way with this organization, but you can also find contact details there. Janine, I have to, before I let you go, someone who's been with the organization for as long as you have, who has started out as a volunteer, in your opinion, your thoughts and your feelings about the organization, why is it valuable for us to volunteer and support an organization like Masekule?
Well, Masekule has been in the Helderberg actively working with preschools for 20 years. And there's a lot of talk about preschools and how important it is, that it is one of the most important developmental times of a child's life. But I think just supporting the needs, because every child should have an opportunity to be ready for school. And going to a preschool, an early learning center, is not just about playing. We need to make sure the staff are trained to play with those children in a way that they get the skills they need to move forward. So, our main focus is often training and our early learning development program that is constantly being developed. So it's important, the focus on preschool
children,
and that we just open our eyes and see where can we contribute to help our children be ready.
Absolutely. Yeah. Making sure no kids are left behind and that there are resources to help the teachers that are involved with those kids in those schools. It's so incredibly important. We'll have Masekule back in studio to find out more about the work that they do. This is just one small aspect of the massive impact that they have within early learning development within the Helderberg. So Janine, thank you so much for coming in and spending some time with us. It is such a joy to have you in studio. year. Good luck with the rest of the year, because I know, you know, school's only kind of one term down, three terms to go. And I really hope that you get a lot of donations coming in for the library, because I know how valuable that can be to ECD centres within our community. Keep in mind, masekule.org online is where you can find out more information. You can find their address for donations and contact details should you require any more information. And with that, we're going to wrap up some community builders for today.